ओम शांति। तो बाबास ग्रेट मंत्र फॉर ब्राह्मण्स इज मनमनाभ। बाबा डजंट स्पीक संस्कृत एंड सो बाबा सेज आई डिडंट से मनमनाभव, आई जस्ट टोल्ड यू टू रिमेंबर मी। But because these versions are there in Bhagavad Gita, Baba now and again mentions that Manmanabhava. Out of our four subjects, though Jnana is the first subject and very important subject, but Yoga is very important. Jnana is easy. Even small child will say, I am a soul, Shri Baba is father. But for remembrance, the child will not be able to sit for a long in remembrance. And even Brahmins, they take long time to have good concentration. Baba says Maya always interferes in yoga. It doesn't interfere in jnana. So these important subjects, because if there is yoga, dharana is easy. If there is dharana, service is effective. And so, this difficult subject we have to conquer. And not only that we should be able to sit in meditation for a short time, but Baba says, you must remember Baba 8 hours a day. And ultimately, it should be constant remembrance. And that's why we have to work a lot on ourselves. Now, in order to have remembrance, the first thing Baba says is, forget body, bodily relations, old world. Consider yourself a soul and remember me. And this morning also Baba talked a lot about being detached from your body. Be conqueror of attachment. So we have to see that we are not attached to anything. Because this is a very deep attachment. Soul is so much dependent on body. And whole life we have considered ourselves as a human being, or soul is totally forgotten. So this first lesson should be very pakka. I am a soul. And it should become natural. Just as body consciousness has been very natural for us. If even in our sleep anybody asks us, who are you? We'll give our name. We don't forget our name. And by listening to the name, the child also becomes aware that I am so and so. So check whether soul consciousness is natural to you. In the beginning, we used to remind ourselves, I am a soul, this is the soul. Look at individual and say, this is the soul. But then, it should be natural. We are looking at everyone as a soul. We don't look at their physical body. So the eyes may be looking at the physical body, but aware of soul. The mouth may be speaking that name, but having awareness, this is the soul, my brother. The ears may be listening many things, but remind yourself, this soul is speaking to me. So, this soul consciousness, bhai-bhai drishti, should be very deeply embedded in our consciousness. The second thing we need to have, total disinterest in the world. In Kali Yuga, everything is very showy and lots of show and pomp. So, we look at those things. But, I have to see, I am not attracted to it. So there is no attraction. No interest in even watching. Because the extrovert nature has been such deep that whilst we are moving around, we will see everybody who is passing by, how they are dressed, what is their hairstyle. Will be watching the showcase, what's displayed in the window. Our drishti will go to any advertisement, anything going around us. So we have to be introvert. Because I remember once Mama was in Mumbai and Ramesh Bhai was driving and Ramesh Bhai saw one good advertisement, no, big billboard showing Coca-Cola coming from the bottle and filling the glass automatically. So he loved that advertisement. So he asked Mama, Mama, did you see that advertisement? How nowadays they are displaying all these things? Mama said, no, I was remembering Baba, I didn't see it at all. And not many times Brahman are interested, oh, I must go to Somnath because Baba mentions about Somnath, or I must go to Banaras to see Shiva's temple there, Baba mentions about Shivalaya over there, or I must go to America, London, they are the very good retreat place, and everybody says, oh, London is mini Madhuban, I must go and see it, London. So the thing is, Brahmins are still interested in looking at new places and meeting new people and going around here and there. Whereas Brahma Baba, even if we used to say, come to Mumbai, Mount Abu is very cold, Baba used to say, what's there in Mumbai or any cities? They're all monkeys. That's a forest. Everybody is monkey. Because human beings have nowadays vicious sanskars. So monkeys are the most vicious. So Baba says, I'm not interested in going here and there. So the thing is, once I have clear picture of golden age, I'm not interested in going around here and there. Baba is going to take us to golden age, and we can travel three worlds. Whenever we want, we can go to subtle region, Paramdham. And subtle region also, Brahmapuri, Vishnupuri, Shankarpuri. So, we have to be more introvert, disinterested in the old world, detached from body and possessions. Then we can have good concentration. Because sitting in yoga, not only sit as a routine, but we should have good concentration, good connection with Baba. And in order to have good connection with Baba, I need to have love for none but one. So I had to see that I have deep love for Baba. And this will be happening natural for some people. Now, some people love Baba. In bhakti also, they used to love God. Now, they love Baba. So, it's natural. But some Brahmins will have to create love for Baba. How to create love? Realize what Baba is giving us. Baba, we might have defamed knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, subconsciously. We defamed. There was sorrow. And we say, Baba, why did you give me sorrow? some death, Baba, why my this relative died? So we used to blame Baba for many things. And to that extent we used to say God is in omnipresent in God, cats and dogs and snakes and everything. Still, when Baba sees we are so much under sorrow, he comes all the way and opens his treasures to all of us. It's up to me to connect with Baba and absorb those treasures. So when Baba is giving us, he has come with heaven on his palm. Why shouldn't we have love? He gives us unconditional love. Why shouldn't we have love for him? Our Laukik parents or friends or spouses, they sometimes get angry, sometimes hit us. Still we love them. And Baba is so kind and merciful. He never hits us. So why don't we love him? And establish all relationship with Baba. So vichara. 8 relationship with Baba. Jara microphone dena kisi. Is there anybody here or not? I can't see anybody. Somebody come and share 8 relationship with Baba. Which are our 8 relationship with Baba?
Om Shanti. Baba is our mother, father, teacher, Sadguru, our beloved.
Three, father, teacher, Sadguru. What else?
Mother.
Huh?
Mother. Mother.
Mother? Mother.
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 Then, our beloved.
Huh?
Beloved.
Beloved.
Our child. Child.
Child.
Yes. How many? Oh,
Don't ask others.
No. I was counting. Baba is our friend.
Huh?
Our friend.
Friend?
Yes.
What else?
And our husband. Husband.
Beloved and husband.
Same?
It's the same.
Okay. Companion.
Father, mother, teacher, friend, beloved.
Child.
Child.
Sadguru.
You say it, Guru. father, teacher, guru?
In the beginning, yes.
Hmm?
I didn't count on my fingers. Baba is my companion.
Companion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Which else?
Yes.
Hmm?
The doctor. Oh. Sona said the surgeon, the doctor.
Hmm. So, how many of you have experienced all relationship? Because we have to establish them. It's not should only theoretically we know, but we have to establish all this relationship. And once we have established those relationship, then there will be love. So experiment. In yoga, we have to experiment. One day, have experiment of Baba as father, sometimes as a mother. So father is loving and giving. Mother is sustaining. Sustaining the child with love and sharing everything, feeding, cleaning, everything. So if you want to experience Baba as mother, when you are eating, have awareness that Baba is feeding you, not that I'm feeding myself. When you go to sleep, feel as if Baba is singing lullaby to you. So when you want to experience Baba as a father, you become a child and hold Baba's hand and go around wherever you are going as if Baba is taking you to the shops, or wherever. If you want to experience Baba as a friend, eat with him, talk to him, go around with him. When you're going to office, tell Baba, come on Baba, let's go to the office. When you're going for work, come on Baba, let's go for walk. When you are eating, come on Baba, let's eat together. So, humanize Baba and be with Baba. So that will be Baba as your friend. Then, if you want to make Baba as your child, because I had few style couples coming to center and they had tried many means to have a child, they didn't get child. So I said, make Baba your child. Whenever you go for shopping, not only buy for your home, buy something for your child. So they would buy vegetables and bring something to center. If they buy material for themselves, they bring some material for Baba. Just as when parents go for shopping, no, they must remember child that, okay, I must take some sweets or biscuits or chocolate for my child and buy something for the child. Same thing, you have to think, give something to Baba. Hmm? And when they make a will also, they will make will first for Baba, the rest for their children. So that way, they experience Baba as child, then beloved. So in order to experience Baba as beloved, we have to have that relationship of a boyfriend or girlfriend, and we have to eat, sleep, talk with Baba in that awareness. When you listen to Murli, don't see the reader, but feel Baba is talking to you. He's a teacher giving you Murli. When you have any personal question, remember Baba as a Sadguru and get his advice as what to do, direction. So follow his Srimad, because as a Sadguru, he gives us Srimad. Follow that Srimad. So once we establish all this relationship, naturally we will receive that love. So love brings love. If I love, Baba loves. Many times Baba does love us, but what happens? Sometimes we block. Especially if someone's mother has been nasty, or father has been alcoholic, druggy and nasty to children, then they block that relationship with God also. They say, oh, I don't want mothers like that, or I don't want father like that. Or if they are betrayed by their lover or husband, then they say, no, I don't want. Baba is my beloved or husband. So I have to remove that block and say, no, Baba is not like those Laukik relatives. Baba is much, much, much nicer. So having that awareness, I will be able to receive that love from Baba. So then, when I have none but one, because we sing, mine is only one Baba and no one else. In Hindi we sing, Mera to ek shiv Baba, dusra na koi. But that should be our real feeling. Take all support from Baba. If we take support, Baba will give. If we start thinking, oh, I can look after myself, because in the Western world, no, everybody says, make your own decision. Don't listen to your parents. Don't listen to your teacher. Make your own decision. And so many times, many people are used to make their own decision. So naturally, they will be not taking support from Baba, then Baba will not give them support. So one strength, one support. And all the time, Baba, 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 with love from heart. So our understanding of Baba should be from our heart, not only from head. So our love should be from heart. And when there is love from heart, It's very easy to remember. It's difficult to forget. I remember, you know, even in Laukik life, people don't forget their parents even if they have died long ago. There was one mother in Mauritius. Her husband had died 11 years ago. But she had maintained his cupboard and his dresses and all. So as soon as she used to open the cupboard, she used to start crying, remembering him, missing him. So Laukik, who haven't been able to give us happiness all the time, we remember them even after their death. And Baba, who is giving us inheritance of heaven, making us masters of heaven, how can we forget him? So realization will help us to have constant remembrance. Then we need to do economy. Economize our thoughts, words, energy. Because many times we waste our energy looking at others, thinking about others, thinking about the past, talking about past, talking about others, gossiping, and we keep on doing what we have been doing. Even if it is not necessary. Because Indian and Asian mothers are so much used to do all day cooking, cleaning, ironing, sweeping the floor. So not only they have to do their own, but whole family. I remember once I was staying with Indian family in Fiji. Husband and wife were really pakka, so I was staying with them. But even though I was staying with them, she didn't have time to sit for Amrit Vela or Murli. Because she had her own 2 children, husband, and 2 nephew and niece. So, cooking breakfast, cleaning house, washing dishes, washing clothes, ironing clothes, sweeping courtyard, then cooking 3 meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner for all of them. Then as soon as she would be free from her household work, she will go to the shop of the husband. The husband had shop, so she will go and help him. Evening come, feed everybody, washing dishes, this. No time for herself. In the Western world, yes, some mothers are very sensible. I remember when I was in London, there was one couple with 2 small children. One 4-year-old girl and one 1-year-old boy. And wife was very strong. She would tell her husband, "You go one day you look after children, I will go to the center." So the husband will dress up the girl and take her to the school, and this wife will take the baby, 1 year old baby, with her on the train. From Ilford, she will come to London. And then she learned driving. So she used to drive her baby with her to London and go for morning class. So some people are strong and say, okay, husband and wife share duty. Some mothers are smart. They will say, okay, children, this is your duty. Washing dishes, drying dishes, putting the clothes on the line, bringing down the clothes and ironing, everybody their own things. So you have to see that as the children grown up, they take their own responsibility. So that you have time for your own Amritvela and study, if not service. So, balanced life. Baba says 8 hours job, 8 hours body, sleep, eat, etc. And 8 hours for spiritual study and service. So you don't need to sit 8 hours in yoga. But at least you should be doing karma yoga and not waste your time in unnecessary things. Because some people, they like cooking, so they take so much time in cooking. Same thing, somebody may cook in half an hour and somebody may take 3 hours to prepare one meal. So economize our time, economize our thoughts, pay attention. We need that controlling power and ruling power over the mind. We have to keep on checking our thoughts pattern, whether we are thinking in a right direction or not, whether my thoughts are essential or not. If not, give full stop. So our break to our thoughts should be very powerful. Or we may say that we should be good driver of our thoughts. Wherever there is to be, give break. Whenever we have to change the direction. Steering, wheel should be also steered in a proper direction. Because rather than allowing mind to have waste thought, churn gyan. So that way, we should be paying attention a lot. Is necessary. Then we have to pay attention that we are not wasting time, because people sometimes waste time on Facebook and social media. Spend so much time on news. Somebody asked Brijmohan Bhai, in this season only somebody asked, Brijmohan Bhai, what attention you are paying? What is your personal attention? He said, I was very fond of watching cricket games. Now I have stopped watching. Second thing he said, that I used to read newspaper and spend time on that. I stopped that also. Just limit my time to read news, no cricket, etc. So you have to find out where you are wasting your time. Whatever time you are using, is it in a worthwhile way or waste? So we have to be careful on that. Now, purity is the main thing. Because without purity, we will not have good yoga. So, all vices should be under our control, not even trace of vices. Ego, we have to change to humility. Body consciousness to soul consciousness. Attachment to detachment, pure love. Greed, we have to change to contentment. Baba is giving us imperishable jewels. Love, peace, happiness, everything Baba is giving. So why should I have greed for material objects which are perishable? Jealousy, I have to change it to appreciation. Carelessness to careful. Laziness to enthusiasm. Animosity to spiritual love and friendship. So as we develop that brotherly vision, love for everybody will be there. And when there is love, there is no jealousy, animosity, attachment, etc. So we have to see that we love solitude. Because some people, they are so much active whole time, busy, busy, busy. As soon as they sit in meditation, Om Shanti. They will fall asleep. So, not that you should not keep busy, but you should have love for solitude. And some people, because as soon as they are free, what they do is take phone in the hand. Hello. How are you? What did you do today? What did you eat today? Where did you go today? So start ringing friends, chatting on the social media, or surfing net. So that's where we have to see, as soon as we have solitude, we are free, be with Baba. And those who have understood how to have love and company of Baba, they will never complain that I am feeling lonely. If you are feeling lonely, it means you haven't made Baba your friend or companion. And for meditation, we need to follow disciplines. Baba has given us srimat, discipline, maryadas. So we have to see that we follow the discipline. We have to fix our time to go to sleep and waking up. New habit. Latest by 10:30 we should go to sleep and wake up, be fresh. If you are not fresh in the Amrit Vela, take shower, have cup of tea, read some murli, churn the murli point. So we have to see that we are not stuck in our old habits and say, oh, I am not used to go to sleep early. If you tell me to have meditation at night, it's fine, but not at Amratvela. Which means we are holding on to our old habits. Eat our sattvic meal, cooked in Baba's remembrance, eat in Baba's remembrance, right amount, not too much. Because sometimes, you know, some people, when they have their favorite dish, they may eat too much. If there is no favorite dish, then they say, oh, I'm not hungry. Note down your chart at night, or if possible, even. Now, in the early days, most of the Brahmins used to keep diary in their pocket. And every hour note down how many minutes I had my meditation. So note down your chart. So we need a lot of attention and checking about our remembrance and thoughts. Thoughts should be positive, powerful, essential. So when you sit in meditation, sit in an alert position, not like that. Because if you are sitting like that, naturally, if you are too relaxed, Om Shanti, you'll fall asleep. So not sit in a lousy manner, alert, active. Sit in an active way, not too much comfortable chair. Follow all Srimad. Because many times, you know, Brahmins, when they become old, when they are new, they are very, very pakka. But as they become old, they say, oh, what about this? This is all right. This is machine-made food. I can eat it. So, try to eat food cooked by yourself. So, we have to see that we don't, Baba says, don't read novels, detective books, watch movie, or watch some vulgar posters and all. So we have to really pay attention. What I am seeing, what I am listening, what I am speaking, what I am reading, where I am sparing my spare time, that I have to keep watching. And as much as I pay attention to all these things, naturally my yoga will be better. So main thing, we have to pay attention that my time is very valuable. My thoughts are very valuable. My energy is very valuable. Karma is very valuable. In this Sangam Yoga, if I want to be elevated, nothing should be ordinary. It should be all elevated. And as much as I pay attention to that, I will reach that elevated stage. Because my aim is to become hero actor, Lakshmi Narayana. So I have to follow the qualities of deities, all virtues, completely viceless. That should be my aim. Sooner I attain that perfect stage, longer will be my births, more will be my births in golden age. If I attain that status in the end, then naturally I will attain my status also in the end of silver age. So have the aim that I want to pass with honors. Always doing elevated karma, no sinful karma. Because as it is, I have burden of sinful karma of 63 births. So now it's time to absolve them, not perform any new. So paying attention, thoughts, words, actions, karma, etc., that will help me to reach my karmatit stage before I leave body. So the aim of Manmana Bhava is to have long, healthy life and complete purity. Because if there is complete purity, then peace and prosperity will be there. Because purity is the mother of peace and prosperity. So now it's time for us to have that half an hour concentrated meditation. And for meditation, one thing more is I have to see that I have no bondage. Bondage to my nature, my sanskar, my body, nothing. So spend more time, first soul consciousness, but then gradually I have to go to bodiless stage. And during meditation, as we become old in jnana, our aim should be to have seed stage. Be a dot, merge in Baba the dot. Because dot is very important. More dot we apply to one, so one will become 10 and 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, million, 10 million. So just applying dot will increase our income. Same thing, more we are used to be in that seed stage, our income will be more. And so aim should be not only in Manmana Bhava, but in a seed stage. So gradually throughout the day also practice bodiless stage. Feel you have got body of light, you are angel. So our whole day's activity will have effect on next Amrit Vela. If we are not paying soul consciousness stage attention to that throughout the day, next day will not be good. So even before going to sleep, clear all the thoughts and stay in Baba's remembrance. Next day should be everything new, nothing of past should be remembered. So now, let us have angelic stage and possible seed stage in our meditation. Om Shanti.